96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You are a small business owner, and your business is chugging along, doing well. You're even bringing in a few bucks. But how do you take it to the next level without making critical mistakes? Well, that's one of the questions we're going to answer tonight as we recognize Small Business Week. My guests are Antonio Doss. He is director of the Washington Metropolitan Area District Office for the U.S. Small Business Administration, and Nicole Kober, businesswoman and author of CEO of My Soul, The Self-Love Journey of a Small Business Owner. If you have a question about small businesses, you're trying to take your small business to the next level, making it a bigger business. You want to bring in more business. You want to have better service. You need some tips. Maybe even financing could be the way that you can move things along. Definitely give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR. Okay, Nicole, Antonio, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.
Antonio, let me start with you. We have heard this bit of information so much over the past several years that women in general and black women specifically are the fastest growing group of small business owners, small business creators. Is that true? And if so, how are small businesses doing right now?
Well, women are. They've been a major part of the growth of the small business industry for the last decade, which is good because there's a lot of great ideas, there's a lot of great experience and knowledge that women business owners have. And just to give you sort of a little example of this, last year at our Small Business Week event, we recognized a Small Business Person of the Year for Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, and suburban Maryland. All three women-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't select them because they were women-owned businesses. We selected them as the Business of the Year because the results they had, the way that they conducted their business, the way they were giving back to the community, they were model examples of what we would like to see in small businesses.
As small businesses are concerned as a whole, how are they doing in 2015, 2016? Because certainly we are still, in some cases, still feeling the effects of the recession, the mortgage crisis, the money crunch.
Well, we're seeing improved results. The 2008-2009 period was definitely a challenge. And SBA and our lending programs and our lending partners really helped a lot of small businesses come out of the space that they were in, where they really just couldn't get access to capital. So what we've been able to do is consistently provide additional lending support to small businesses through our lending partners. And our numbers are looking great. Our loans to whether they're African Americans, minorities, women, they're all up across the board. So we're really, really pleased with that. And that's one indication of how we're doing. Another piece to it really is in the government contracting side. So here in the D.C. area, we're home of the federal government and home to government contracting. Last year and this year again are the first 2 years in really 8 years that the Small Business Administration and its federal partners achieved the 23% procurement goal that we have. So 23% of all the federal spending is targeted towards small businesses, but we had not always met that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And in these past 2 years, we not only met the goal, but this past year, we actually got up to 25%. So we exceeded the goal, which was fantastic. Likewise, on the women's front, I just want to highlight that. We had never made the women's goal, which is only 5%. This year, we broke through and actually achieved the women-owned goal. So that was fantastic. So those are two indications of what's happening at the health of the small business.
Let me talk to Nicole for a minute, because, Nicole, you are an entrepreneur, and one could argue serial.
Serial, yes.
A serial entrepreneur.
Yes, it's in my blood. Yeah. CEO of my soul.
Yeah, exactly. And most people don't combine CEO with soul, but you had a spa.
I did.
Here, and I saw it. I would pass it all the time on Florida Avenue. Nice-looking place. And then one day it was gone. What happened?
Yes. Well, you have to read the book, my dear. You have to read the book. But no, but there are a myriad of factors. And I was one of the successful businesses. We were in business for nearly 10 years and part and parcel through the wonderful support of the community, the Howard University community, HUR, the public. We did really well. But there's so many factors that go into the success or failure of a business, mind you. I think 80% of businesses go out of business.
But tell me about your business. Tell me about your business, because you know I've known you since you started that, and exactly. I've always wondered. Tell the tale. What happened? Why didn't it stay?
I think now we closed in 2010. Mm-hmm. Remember what the economy looked like. Mm-hmm. I mean, banks went into witness protection programs, okay? Mm-hmm. It was very hard to get more money, so money dried up. My clients lost their jobs, period. You know, you had a lot of clients that could no longer afford luxury items. So you're getting spa services, massage services. No, I'm trying to keep my job or trying to just keep the lights on. So we saw a dramatic downturn. I always said that I felt like I had two businesses within one. You have the hair and then you have the spa. Well, the spa totally disappeared. That was one factor. Then the hair, the advent of natural hair. I think there were so many reasons that women did it, but one was just economics, that I cannot afford to get it. And then the aesthetics, the change of the times. So there was an impact there. So you have banks that are not lending, issuing lines of credit. You have customers that no matter how low you discount your services, they literally are just changing the tide. And then there was a personal component for me, too. I had my marriage at the time. We had tremendous hardships. The financial strains that were going on within the salon impacted the home. And so when you put together that kind of a perfect storm, so to speak, all of those things were a factor in the demise of the business. I do share a lot of those anecdotal stories, how I started the business in the first place, how I operated it, what my marketing strategies were, what operations I did. But ultimately, I do get into quite a great bit of detail as to why we closed. And I hope that people can see that even under the best of circumstances, you cannot control everything in the life of an entrepreneur. There are things that are sometimes when it's time, your season's over, you know, there's very little that you can do.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I do want to go to the telephones. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we are talking about Small Business Week, taking your established business to the next level. What are the do's? What are the don'ts? Let's go to Rayford, calling from Arlington, Virginia. Rayford, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, my name is Rayford Brown, as you know. I have a janitorial floor and property maintenance business. My struggles have been, I clean churches. My struggles have been with the lack of good credit, which I'm working on now. I'm struggling trying to get the financing. So I've gotten these payday loans for businesses, funding, which are eating into my bank account. But I get nobody wants to give me a chance to get any kind of working capital, because if I go by what I'm doing now, all after paying all my bills and paying my workers, I'm living off of, you know, my business, and the business is not, it's profitable, but it's not profitable, if that makes sense.
So you're just kind of breaking even, but so you're trying to step it up.
And that's the problem. Yeah. And I'm struggling with that. You know, I take care of all these churches. I got good references.
Well, Rayford, let me stop you and see if my guests can at least begin to address some of the issues. Antonio, I'm sure that this is not an unusual story.
Right. Yeah, the big issue you've really brought forward is this notion about your credit quality. And that, for a lot of banks and a lot of lenders, is really the most critical piece, because many, many lenders look at your credit and they look at your cash flow situation. So if you're in a position where you can't demonstrate that you have a history and the capabilities of repaying, you're right, it's hard to get any kind of financing. So, you know, that's just where we're on the radio here. So just one of the lessons for everybody is, one of the most important things you have to do is protect the quality of your credit, mm-hmm. and because that's your lifeblood, that's your entrance into the credit markets and to be able to grow your business. So you can still get through some of these things, but it's a harder struggle, and it takes more time, and it takes probably some other resources other than the
what would be the one thing that you would suggest?
You know, I'm not even going to suggest anything because that was one of the big problems. It's like the, for me, I had excellent credit. I was an attorney. I had a home. I had a line of credit.
And you're still an
attorney,
right?
I'm still an attorney. Okay, That's actually my business now. It's mm-hmm. wildly successful now. I learned a lot of lessons. But when I was opening the spa, I had great credit. I used that. I got an SBA 504 loan, mm-hmm. a 504 loan allows you to purchase the property as well as equipment and nominal issues. So that was a wonderful opportunity.
Product.
But guess what? Once I opened the cash flow situation, this was a gripe that I had 15 years ago, but I also got a startup loan. But the bank that I was lending with, who is actually not in business anymore, they made me pay back the loan before I was even open because we were doing construction.
Well, let me ask, because I've got a lot of phone calls and I want to get some other information out for Rayford's situation so that he does not sit idle where he's not moving. Is there some suggestion that you could make that could assist him? I mean, where can he go? If he has a credit issue, does he have to wait until that improves? What do you suggest, Antonio?
Well, a couple things you could do. One is to visit with one of our score advisors, mm-hmm. Because what they can do is help you understand what the options are and look at your situation. A second is visit one of our micro-lending institutions. In Arlington, you've got ECDC, which may be a source of not only capital, but also technical assistance to help guide you along that process.
Well, where can he find that information before I let him go? And I want to make sure that we get that piece of information.
If you go to our website, sba.gov, we have a ton of information there, including information on our resource partners like ECDC.
Okay, SBA.gov. Rayford, certainly thank you for calling and good luck to you. I'm going to take a break in a bit, but before I do, there are two events that are coming up that I want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity to attend. First of all, you have a book signing, a gathering.
Mother's Day.
Real quick, where is that going to be?
Mother's Day is
going to
be at Green Hill Wineries in Middleburg, Virginia. It's totally free. You can come. And I thought about where would I, as a mother, like to spend my Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and I thought a winery is a perfect example. It's a small business. Bring your children, bring a picnic basket and blanket. It's come all, have wine, get a book.
And what's the name of it again?
And it's Green Hill Winery and Vineyards in Middleburg, Virginia. It's about an hour out, Route 66. You will have a fabulous time, and we'll talk more about the book.
Okay, and certainly sparkling cider for the kids.
Indeed.
Antonio, there's an event tomorrow that could help folks out.
Right, yeah. We're in the midst of Small Business Week, and tomorrow in Arlington, we have the Arlington Small Business Summit. It's an event that's free. People can come. There's going to be access to lots of people who are in the lending community and the small business assistance community. And so it's a great way to come and take advantage of some support and services that exist right in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. And is that information also on SBA.gov?
It is on SBA.gov, and you can also Google it.
Okay. There you go. Well,
I just say nickcober.com? You can find out more about our book signing.
N-I-C-C-O-B-E-R.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There you go. Well, listen, if you're on the phone, and that includes James calling from Waldorf and Cherry calling from D.C., please do not hang up. I will take your phone calls on the other side of the break. Want to get your questions in, see if we can offer you some assistance in your business venture. And for those of you who still want to call in, if you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. We're talking about taking your small business to the next level, trying to help you make the best decisions that you possibly can. So stay with us if you're on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of your questions about small business in just a bit.
The Howard University.